Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at AgriGold.com or at 800-262-7333.
And now joining us with our pre-opening commodity market report here on AM 580 is our Director of Agriculture Programming, Dave Dickey. Morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Friday morning, everyone. Midwest direct hog markets today are called flat to $1 per hundredweight lower amid uncertain demand and unusual flooding and plant closures. Terminals are called steady in a light volume test with top prices from $44 to $49. Peoria is called steady today with a top price of $44. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Thursday, June 12th, negotiated swine purchases were $14,149 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $63.25 to $71.62. The weighted average was $69.10. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $48.51 to $57. The weighted average was $55.98. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $11,730. The base price range, $62.50 to $72.41. The weighted average, $69.13. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $47.19 to $56, and the weighted average was $54.57. Joining us now with a look at the weekend agricultural weather outlook is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. More disaster for eastern Iowa and even parts of northwestern Illinois as rainfall yesterday evening was incredible right near the border in the Quad Cities area. Many locations right along the Mississippi River got between 3.5 to 5 inches of rain. And just a deluge there. Cedar Rapids area picked up over another 3 inches of rain during the course of the day yesterday, and they already have serious flooding. A lot of Iowa is just underwater right now as far as the fields are concerned. Southeastern Wisconsin got more heavy rain last evening too, and they, of course, they had flooding over the weekend. So there's a lot of places that are just totally soaked, and this is an unprecedented situation. So portions of eastern Iowa through northwestern Illinois into southern Wisconsin are just completely soaked. And there's also been wet weather during the last 24 hours from eastern Kansas through much of Missouri. And some of that area could have some localized flooding as well. And some of that rain is heading for Illinois and Indiana and Ohio. So all of the Midwest Corn Belt is going to get rain. And on top of areas that had flooding last week, hopefully the rain isn't too heavy or too prolonged. Right now we're looking at most of the rain for Illinois and Indiana to just occur today into this evening and then push southward as we go into the day tomorrow. So the duration of the rain will not be as long as it has been in some previous systems, but we still could have many places experiencing a 12 to 16 hour period where there could be some frequent heavy rainfall occurring. It's not going to be widespread that way, but it still could occur. Looking at the radar right now, there are some thunderstorms on the radar near Springfield, just to the north and east of Springfield, right on the Sangamon-Christian County border and in eastern Sangamon County. Some more showers now in Mason and Tazewell counties. That's the leading edge of the latest round. Then you go back into Missouri and there's widespread rain at the moment. Some of it is heavy, and that is coming in our general direction. So we are looking at the potential here of some heavy rain. And as a result, a flash flood watch has been posted for much of northern and central Illinois and parts of southern Illinois and northwestern into central and parts of southern Indiana. And that flash flood watch is in effect until this evening in much of Illinois and into late tonight for the central part of Indiana. Also, a new severe thunderstorm watch has been posted, and that does cover parts of western Illinois right now. We're looking at the watch this is just a brand new one, but it does look like parts of west central Illinois are under a new severe thunderstorm watch. It's so new that We don't even have the new maps on it. I just saw it pop up on one map here. So that's the storms coming out of Missouri into west central and southwestern Illinois. So more rain is to come. We will get a break in the action over the weekend, but another round of showers and thunderstorms will quickly move into the upper Midwest by the time we get into Sunday. And it appears that there could be more rain in Iowa, and they do not need it. But there, it looks like they'll get some rain coming in to that area later on Sunday. Southern Wisconsin, the same thing. Northern Illinois. That area of rain, though, will quickly push southward through Illinois and Indiana Sunday night into Monday morning and be in the eastern parts of the Midwest once we get into the day on Monday with drier weather returning to Iowa and Missouri. Then after that, we turn a bit cooler with the storm track going a little bit west and south of our main area, but there still could be clusters of showers and thunderstorms that form from time to time over next week and beyond because there's so much moisture out there. Anytime a little disturbance comes through, that is something to consider. Now, the Delta area hasn't been nearly as wet, but it looks like some showers will occur there early in the weekend, and then next week as this next front comes through, there could be some showers there. So those dry areas will see some improvement. It does look like the storm track will be going over the middle of the hard red winter wheat belt next week as well through parts of Kansas and Oklahoma, and that could slow down the harvest operation in those areas. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Thursday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat opened at 888 and three quarters, down 3.5, last trade down 10.5. The Chicago Board of Trade July wheat opened at 851 unchanged, last trade down 9. December 891.5 unchanged, last trade down 9.5. July corn opened at 712 up 3, last trade up 1. December 741 and 3 quarters up 2.25, last trade up 0.5. July 759 down 1, last trade up 1. July beans opened at 1537 up 0.5, last trade down 1.75. November 1511 and 3 quarters down 3 quarters, last trade down 6. March 5:30 unchanged, last trade down 6. July soybean meal opened at 401, down 120, last trade down 380. July soybean oil opened at 6605, down 15, last trade down 9. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group out of West Bend, Wisconsin. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Dave.
You did a little drive from your digs up there in Wisconsin down to your new shop here in Champaign-Urbana, Illinois, yesterday. Give us your eyeball of what you saw in the fields.
Well, it isn't pretty, I can tell you that much. We went back up last week Thursday to Wisconsin, and on the way up saw fields that hadn't been planted 2 weeks before that still weren't planted. Coming back down last night, well, if you could see, because it was raining so hard, we drove an extremely heavy rain until 30 miles south of Rockford. There was water standing. Some of the retention ponds are three times as big as they used to be. It's just amazing how tough the situation really is out there. I read on AgWeb this morning that the Secretary of Ag for Iowa came out and said that they expect that they're probably going to lose about 9% of their acres, which equates to about 1.2 million, just due to replant and just plain drown out. And they're getting more rain.
Yeah, and the trade is now, I believe, talking about maybe a loss of more than 2 million total.
I believe that that's true, and I can tell you, Wisconsin doesn't count, but we have counties right now that are totally closed that you can't even go to because of the fact that you can't get anywhere. From our home up there, this past week we had four ways to get away from our home because we have the river that travels through everything. We're nowhere close to the river. Three, we're totally barricaded; we couldn't get out. And the other one, my mother, who's 77 years old, has never seen the Milwaukee River go across that road, and it was across both lanes, running just like a river. It's something, they're calling it a 250-year flood up there, and I'm sure that that's what it looks like all over the place.
Meanwhile, futures in corn have gone virtually straight up since the beginning of the month. Are traders exhausted, and are they looking to back and fill here?
Well, you know, anytime you have a market that goes up as rapidly as what we have, you have to expect that there's going to be some type of a pullback. You know, a solid bull market never goes straight up. It goes up and then consolidates and goes up and consolidates. So I would expect that we'll probably see some consolidation, you know, in both corn, beans, and wheat. And, of course, now, you know, the wheat, it isn't bad enough that the wheat areas have been extremely dry in some places and too wet in other places. You know, now we're going to head into harvest and have wet problems, too.
Go ahead and give us your calls for the morning, please.
Well, I'd have to say that right now, you know, they're not going to be a whole lot different on the start. When I look at the build on the electronic market, it looks to me like we're probably going to start out with corn steady to slightly higher. Beans probably going to be 2 to 10 lower. You know, wheat slightly lower. And when it comes to the cattle, basically we're looking at steady to firm on the, well, both the cattle and the hogs.
Thank you much, Jackie.
You're welcome.
Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. She is in West Bend, Wisconsin, where the main office is, and, of course, down here in a branch office in Champaign, Urbana, Illinois. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media here at the University of Illinois. We're on the web 24/7 for you at WILLAG.org.